You have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. This team is going to be built on toughness.
We're going to go out and get better every day.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, begins now.
Good evening, Dog Pound, and welcome to another edition of the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, here from the Mike Pettine Studios in Berea. Nathan Skura with Mike Pettine. Coach, how did it feel to finally get that monkey off your back and get that win over the Niners?
Yeah, it was a mixture of probably relief was the number one feeling, but just you just feel so good for the players because they're the ones you see them each week. They come in, they work hard, practice their tails off, all the preparation that goes in, and then just to not be able to cash in on Sundays. And it had been a long time. It had been much too long.
What does it say about your coaching staff and about these players that coming off of the Baltimore game and then the Cincinnati game that they still went out there and arguably had their best performance of the season this late in the season when you're out of the playoffs?
Well, it's a credit to them. It's a credit to the men in the room, coaches and players and support staff that despite all the negativity swirling outside of the building and just the doubt that creeps in is when things aren't going well, is that we maintain the belief in what we do, maintain the belief in how we prepare, how we practice, and our guys went out, and I thought that we were clearly the team with better energy, better focus, and it showed in the end result.
Did you have a victory cigar afterwards?
I did. It was a pretty big one too.
I bet.
It was aged a little bit more than it should have been, but I did.
I saw your father after the game, and even he was very happy. Didn't have even one bad thing to say, which was unusual.
Well, that's what winning after a 7-game losing streak will do to even the most hardcore or critic. So he got a chance to smile for a couple minutes.
All right, let's talk about dominating at the point of attack on both sides of the ball. The defense, getting to the quarterback, the offense, being able to run the football. What changed?
I think it was a function of a lot of different things. People ask, like, what did you guys do different? And it wasn't that much. If you look at the call sheets, both sides of the ball, offensively, you can make the argument we were a little less perimeter run and more downhill, which was something that we wanted to get to, especially moving Austin Pastore to guard that we felt we could be a little bit more downhill with him in there. And then defensively, it was more of it was a tight plan, really no new calls. We executed better. I thought we had a really good beat on the Niners, just kind of scouting report stuff. Things formationally that helped us out, some of the pre-snap information we were able to gather. We played a complete game. We talk about 60 minutes. We've played well in stretches of every game, but in a lot of those losses, just weren't able to finish or maintain it throughout, and this game was an exception.
Crow and Duke both had career highs for them, 145 yards for Crow, over 70 for Duke. Did you see something that made you say, all right, if we can just kind of get these guys in a rhythm, maybe we can do this, maybe not 230 yards, but we can do this more often than that?
Yeah, and it's been a work in progress. I think kind of going back to what I talked about before, just the subtle shift in us schematically, I think has helped that last year we were much more of an outside zone team, and this year teams were taking it away, and we went against some teams that had some really good edges and weren't able to get the same production from a year ago, and we really shifted our emphasis out of necessity. And I just think these are two young backs that are still learning the game, that a large part of the run game, it's easy to say, hey, when you're not running the ball, it's on the offensive line. And that's not the case, where a lot of times it's whether it's the tight ends or whether it's the backs, it could be blocked well. And if the back doesn't make quite the right read or presses the wrong hole, most of NFL runs aren't designed to be, hey, it's going in this specific spot. That based on the front that the team is in, how a play starts to be blocked will dictate where it ends up. It could hit front side around the edge. It could wind all the way back. And a lot of times that's on the backs to make those decisions. And so sometimes when runs gets missed, it's more on the back. And I just think those guys have learned and they're not making same mistakes that they maybe did earlier in the year.
And certainly they looked explosive. Now, I know this is probably unusual for you. We've gone probably, seven, eight questions? But now we're going to get to it. What do you think of Johnny Manziel's performance against the 49ers?
Solid. Did his job. They didn't try to do too much. Well, he did, just on one play he did, and just try to it's the old big no-no in football. It goes back to Pop Warner. Never throw the ball late over the middle of the field, across your body. And I think he knew it as soon as he threw it, and certainly knew it when he came off the sideline and was beating himself up a little bit, literally with the Surface tablet. But outside of that play, I thought he was very poised. He was very confident. He was confident because he was prepared. I thought he had a good feel for everything that they were doing. Just the communication I could hear on the headset, and a few times I went over there while they were visiting in between series and kind of going over the still prints. I thought it was evident that he was very comfortable out there. And also, all you got to do is go back and look at his feet. Same thing, that there were plays where they only rushed three or we hit a clean pocket early, and he planted his feet and didn't move them and went to his first read, his second. I mean, the third down throw to Marlin, I thought was a really good example where, the initial one was on the other side of the field. He had to go ahead and hitch and reset and then brought his eyes back across the field and made a heck of a throw into a tight window to Marlin, and that was a big first down for us. So, he was definitely arrow up. He's and should have some confidence heading into this week.
Yeah, great ball placement on the throw to Marlin to lead him up the field as well there. And it's interesting. I talked with Travis Benjamin and Gary Barnage earlier this week, and I said, what's the biggest change that you see in Johnny? Because they could have said, the game's slowing down for him. They all said leadership, his command of the huddle and command of the team. As the head coach, what have you seen in that regard from Johnny?
Well, I mean, outside of the more than well-documented hiccup off the field at the bye week, just his leadership when he's been in the building has been tremendous. And that starts with preparation. That starts with command. It's hard to have command in the huddle when you can't even get the play out. And there were times last year where he struggled he knows the formation. He already knows the play. We have some unique plays that are unique to the formation. He'll hear the beginning of it and already know it and go ahead and finish the thought for Flip. So I just think they see the confidence. They see the preparation that he puts into it. And that he's got great command of the huddle, and if there's a shift or a motion that a guy misses, he knows it. Hey, get set. He's assertive. He'll give guys reminders. Hey, remember, split safety. I'm going to come, work your, man coverage. I'm working your side. He's good with all those little reminders, and guys respect that. And that's why I think that, we talk constantly with our players, but even more so for the quarterback position, that it's, hey, earn the respect of your teammates and the trust of your coaches. And inside of the building, in just the world that's pure football, he's done that and then some.
Certainly, and it showed against the 49ers. When we come back, we'll get into the PNC Bank film breakdown. As Matt Wilhelm will catch up with Nate Orchard, who had his first two career sacks. Also, we got hashtag AskPet. And we'll talk a little bit about the Seattle Seahawks game when the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.
The Mike Pettine Interview, brought to you by Elk and Elk.